It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Things to Do has already started our weekend in our cozy socks with apple cider donuts in hand. But just like you, we want to spend our downtime doing fun things with fun people.
Lord, I need me a break. But I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah. I'll be good by the weekend. Yeah.
Fortunately, this weekend is stacked with those kind of memory-making events.
In April of 1943, the first full squadron of African-American fighter pilots, the 99th Fighter Squadron, received orders for deployment to the Mediterranean Theater of Operations. By June of 1944, the 99th had joined three other all-black fighter squadrons. Together, they comprised the 332nd Fighter Group, known to history as the Tuskegee Airmen.
If you know the history of the Tuskegee Airmen, then you know they were pioneering aviators. Their story is being told in Black Angels Over Tuskegee, playing at the Delaware Theater Company in Wilmington through Sunday, October 30th. Playwright Leon Gray says he was inspired to write it after seeing a number of airmen honored with a Congressional Gold Medal, the nation's highest civilian honor. In New Jersey, the focus is on wellness at the Holistic Health and Healing Expo. It's happening at the Westin Mount Laurel on Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. The day includes interactive workshops on homeopathy, thermography, financial healing, and healing with sound. Most healing of all, the expo is free. Harpist Alice and saxophonist John Coltrane made beautiful music together and a family as well. Alice's legacy has been somewhat obscured by her more famous husbands, but not at Penn Live Arts' Alice and John, a Coltrane Festival. The festival starts this week at the Annenberg Center, paying tribute to the musical legacy of both artists. It includes performances by Ravi Coltrane, Lakeisha Benjamin, and Brandy Younger. The festival goes through next Sunday. And we've got more festivals. The first ever kimchi festival is coming to Love Park on Saturday. Traditional Korean drummers and dancers will perform, and there will be a kimchi cooking demo and tasting, as well as Korean food trucks. It gets started at 11 a.m. Two more festivals, and these are also food friendly. On Saturday, the South Street Festival takes over South from 2nd to 8th, starting at 11 a.m., and at Xfinity Live, the Philadelphia Street Food Festival starts at 2 p.m. And if you've got some room after all of that, the Cider Fest is at Woodford Mansion on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have the details about all these fests on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Two great community events are taking place over the weekend, too. The Philly Bike Ride starts near the Philadelphia Art Museum on Saturday at 7:30 a.m. You must be registered and pay to participate in the 20-mile ride that will take a car-free course through the streets of the city. On Saturday, Spiral Q hosts its 22nd annual Peoplehood Parade from the Paul Robeson Historic House to Clark Park.
The Peoplehood Parade is a celebration honoring and lifting up our most vulnerable communities, those living and working at the forefront of oppression and liberation work.
No need to register for that. Just show up at the house at 1 p.m. or join the parade en route. Yo, Adrian. Last but not least, Rocky the Musical is in town at the Walnut Theater. The musical version of the 1976 hit movie showing an unlikely boxer's rise to stardom is on stage through Sunday, November 6th. And that's it for us this week. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more details on what you've just heard and even more. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.